Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. I'm going old school. I'm in the car right now, so we can call this the Marketing Your Car Podcast. For those who don't know, that's the first 300 or 400 episodes was the Marketing Your Car Podcast before we transitioned to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. But I'm heading to the office, dropped off Aiden at school, and I am like a week and a half. Oh, it makes me sick to even say that out loud. A week and a half away from Funnel Hacking Live as I'm recording this. For me, it's like, my life's always chaotic. Like, I'm doing a lot. There's always a lot of stuff happening, you know, like, it's funny. I feel like I do more in a day than most people do in a month. And it's fun. I love it. I love just the stuff and the activities and the projects and the adventures and all this stuff. And then time with my wife and my kids and, you know, and anyway, so it's fun. But I always know that 2 weeks prior to FHL, everything shuts down, other than family time, but every other business thing, everyone knows, like, Russell's no longer available, he's not doing meetings, he's not doing anything else, because I spend 2 weeks just getting all my presentations and my slides done. It takes about that long for Funnel Hacking Live. So Monday, I started, like, day number one, and it was fun, because I was thinking and writing and, you know, figuring things out and, like, mapping them out and everything, and no slides got done, but I'm like, it's okay, like, I'm thinking, you know, and I actually really enjoyed that. I had fun just thinking for a whole day, and yes, I was like, okay, today I'm going to start on my slides, and I spent most of the day trying to do that, and then this thing hit me, and you may have heard this before. In fact, I'm going to talk about it at Funnel Hacking Live this year. I'm excited. The thing that hit me is called the resistance. Okay, have you heard of this before? I was reading Steve Pressfield's book called The War of Art. Not The Art of War. There's two books, similar titles. This is The War of Art. It talks about all creatives, you know, and you're an entrepreneur, an author, an artist, whatever, we're creating whatever, that every time you start to, you know, try to do your thing, resistance hits you. And resistance is that thing when you are in bed in the morning, you wake up and you don't want to get out of bed, right? It's the I don't want to work out, I don't want to write. You know, sitting down to go, like, actually write something, or work on your slides, or do your presentation, or go to the gym, or whatever it is, right? And the resistance, like, it's something, like, obviously I've always felt it, but I never had, like, a word for it. And I read that book, and the whole thing's about the resistance, how to overcome the resistance, and and, like, it just became a tangible phrase for me. I'm like, oh, I love that, like, the resistance. And so right now, I'm in the middle of the resistance. I'm day number three today, and I still have not done a single slide. That's not true. I have a guy named Leon on my team who does all our slide design. So I think I have 11 different presentations. He's been designing them all. Yesterday, I was able to get the title slide for each one, so I know the title for each one at least, which helps direct the ship, knowing where I'm going, right? And then I outlined out most of them. So I have that in place, other than my number one presentation, my intro, like, it's the one I spend the most time on, the one I'm most proud of, the most I'm nervous for, like, all those kind of things. That one, I don't have an outline. Well, I kind of have an outline, but, like, it's the one that's, I've thought about the most, but, like, it's the one I've taught the least. It's not just a marketing thing. Like, most of the marketing ones are easy for me, because I'm like, oh, I've thought about this a million times, I've talked about it a million times, like, I know the things that are interesting and intriguing and exciting, and, you know, those ones are easy. But the first one is my one where it's like I'm setting the tone for the event and for their belief and for who they are and who they're trying to become, and, like, that's the one that I'm most nervous and excited for. So I just wanted to jump on here because I'm driving the office and I'm about to get to work, and I can feel the resistance. I can feel it, like, go back to bed, you're tired, you're not, da-da-da, you know, whatever it might be. In fact, yesterday, let me tell you how bad the resistance got to me. I was preparing, I was studying, which was fun, and then I was like, well, I'm going to listen to a book that talks about a thing, so I put it on, like, 4x speed, I started listening to it, and luckily the guy who's the author of the book, he is really slow speaker, so 3x speed is like listening to me on 1x, right? So I'm listening to it, and then I'm sitting there for a while, just sitting there listening to it in one of my offices, and I'm like, I'm gonna go walk around. So I got outside, I started walking, and I was like, oh, this is fun. I'm walking. And so I was walking, doing stuff, and I was walking, listening to this. I was like, you know what? My main office, like my desk, is a mess, and it's, I feel crammed in there. It's been like, I haven't rearranged my office forever, and it's like, I feel like I can't get anything done. And so then I was like, oh, I'm listening to this, go rearrange my office. And so, have you read that book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie? That's what it started like. So I'm in the office, and first I was just cleaning stuff off my desk to like make it more room. And then I was like, oh, like the stuff underneath my desk is in the wrong, you know, that takes my leg room, and it's hard to focus because it's so tight in there. And then if I was to pull my desk out and move it, I could do this. And then like, and then next thing I have my whole team's in there helping move the desk out. And then I'm packing up boxes, and then like, I'm ripping stuff out of my drawers and throwing everything away. And I'm like 2 hours into reorganizing and cleaning my office. And, you know, take it. I was listening to my audiobook at the time, which was my study for, you know, for the presentations. And so like, so there's that piece of it. I was progressively moving forward, but I definitely 100% was like, the resistance was hitting me from every direction. Like, oh, Russell, you should go on a walk. Like, I never go on walks. Like, well, that seems like more fun right now than working. Okay, I'm going to go on a walk. Hey, Russell, you should rearrange your office. Like, I hate rearranging my office. I hate decorating. I hate design. I hate throwing stuff away. I hate all those things. But like, despite the fact that I hate those things more than all, and if you've never been around me, like I'm a typical creative, right? You go to my office and it's a nightmare. It's a wreck. It's like a hurricane all the time. I know where everything's at. It's just like, you know, I've got a big office, so there's just a lot of stuff. It's just like overwhelming. And I hate cleaning up. I hate organizing, you know, all kind of stuff. Yet to fight myself from actually doing the presentations, my brain is looking for every possible outlet. And so it was more willing and more okay with rearranging and cleaning my office than sit down and actually create a slide. Like, that's the resistance. That's the thing that we come up against. And so I just wanted to share that with you, because right now, as I'm moving towards an imminent deadline, and which I'm excited for, but also, you know, there's nerves and anxiety and all the things, my brain's doing everything in its power to slow me down and to like keep me from doing stuff. And I'm sure a lot of you guys feel like this, right? The resistance hits you. You know for yourself, like, you've probably got your goal, right? Like, okay, I need to launch my email newsletter. Okay, I need to do step number two. Okay, you need to step, you know, whatever the thing is you got to do. You know, I got to do Facebook Lives every day, or Instagram Lives, or I'm going to go post every single day on social, or I'm going to go do my podcast every day, or whatever your thing is, right? You have those things in place, and the resistance slips in there, and it's just like, no, don't do it. Do this instead. Like, it's going to be hard. You're going to be tired. One of the quotes he had in the book was like, he said, any author knows that sitting down and writing your book is not the hard part. It's the sitting down that's the hard part. Like just doing the work, like being willing to start. Like, that's the hardest part, right? And so, anyway, it's a really good book. If you haven't, it's like a 2-hour audiobook. Like, it's a short read. You can get the whole thing done really quickly. The guy who wrote it, he's the same guy who wrote the book Bagger Vance, which became a movie that Will Smith played in. And that's, I think, of all the art he created, the one that's the most famous, the most well-known. He's written tons of books. In fact, I recently went and bought every one of his books. He's got a whole bunch of books on writing and that are amazing. He's got some books on, you know, his more like story-based books that he's written, I've seen the movie Bagger Vance. I haven't actually read it, but so about all those as well. And then he wrote a bunch of books just on his beliefs and stuff, which is exciting, especially since I just got back from Jerusalem. So he's a Jew, and so one of his books was about being Jewish, and I'm actually really excited to read it. Now that I got back from Jerusalem, and I like have a newfound deep love and appreciation for my Jewish friends and brothers, and anyway, just I'm fascinated by everything related to that. Anyway, if you haven't been, this is like a tangent. This is a resistance trying to get me to not go in the office and get my project started today. So the resistance is having me podcast instead of all the things. Anyway, when you go to Jerusalem, it's so fascinating. If you really go deep into the culture and like try to understand it, like you see the Christian culture, you see the Muslim culture, and you see the Jewish culture all like in this one area. Man, it's just beautiful. So cool. So exciting. Anyway, so I'm like, have this newfound interest and love and appreciation for all religions, but specifically those two, like really understanding the Muslims and what they believe and where they came from and how, like, how they fit into the whole grand scheme of things, and then also the Jewish people and how they fit into things. And you know, from the Mormon side, we're obviously Christian, and we have our beliefs. We have, like, if you go back in time, the Old Testament, like the 12 tribes, and like where, you know, we understand like where we fit in there. And you see from that, like, oh, this is, you know, Judah, this is where the Jews came from. And this is where, you know, after the, you know, after Abraham and Isaac, and then the 12 sons, like you kind of see like where it fits in history and chronology. And then for me, it's like, now where did the Muslims come from based on this, and going back in time and figuring out like, oh, they came from this branch, and like, from Ishmael versus, you know, it was fascinating. So that's maybe a podcast for, maybe it's a different podcast. It's probably not a Marketing Secrets podcast, but, I want to dive a lot deeper and understand that. So anyway, things I'm passionate about, things I'm enjoying, hopefully you guys find the stuff that you're passionate about, that you're obsessed with, and really enjoy learning and studying and figuring those things out. It gives meaning to life. It gives excitement, gives color to life. You know, when you start connecting the dots and understanding how all this stuff fits together. So anyway, long story short, the resistance is real. I'm feeling it right now. I'm sure you're feeling it. If you're not feeling it, that's good. Start, you know, if you're not feeling it, start running. And then as you are pursuing something worthwhile, it'll sneak up, it'll show up, it'll be there mocking you and teasing you and holding you back and do everything in its power to keep you from achieving what you're trying to achieve. But success comes in the, I think, the recognition of it, like, oh, there's resistance. I can feel it. I'm going to blast through this. But before I had a phrase or name for it, it was just like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Now it's like, oh, the resistance is coming. Here it is. Okay. I can win. I can beat it. So, giving it a tangible, like, name and a concept and a, like, a thing for me, has made it easier in my head to attack and to beat. So hopefully I can give that tool to you guys as well. The resistance is there. It's fighting you. It's keeping you from your art, from your thing you've been called to do. But understand it is what it is. You can break through it. And there you go. War of Art. Stephen Pressfield. All right. With that said, the resistance is not going to win. I'm going in to go and create. Hopefully you'll be at Fun Hockey Live. You can see what the creations were. By the time this goes live, I think this goes live on Friday. And I think that ticket sales close on Sunday. So if you're hearing this, this is probably your last shot to get tickets. So funnelhackinglive.com. Go get your tickets. We're less than 2 weeks away. But I'm used to be like about a week away, which is crazy. So I appreciate you guys all. I cannot wait to serve you at Funnel Hacking Live this year. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.